Questions are now being asked about how it was possible that there appeared to be so little warning of the approaching fires. The federal government says early warning systems must be reviewed in light of the disaster. The Attorney General, Robert McClellan, says the fact that many people died while fleeing the fire suggests safety messages have not been getting through. But fire safety experts say those messages may up until now have been far too simple. Barbara Miller reports.
It was fast, ferocious, and arrived with little or no warning. That's the story being told by many of those who survived the fires.
No matter how much preparation you could have prepared yourself for fires, you couldn't have been prepared because there was no warning.
Thomas Librari from Kinglake says he had no time to implement his fire plan.
No word of a lie, we probably had 1 minute to prepare. I'm a local builder and I had generators, firefighting pumps. I didn't even have a chance to engage the fire. My paddocks were on fire before we even had a chance to come up.
The Attorney General, Robert McClellan, says fire safety practices must now be reviewed.
Many of those casualties occurred by people fleeing too late. Now, we can't be judgmental about that decision, but we need to get, the correct message and the correct message in early. And I think we really do need to look at our early warning systems, whether those early warning systems are adequate and whether they can be enhanced on a national basis.
Robert McClellan told ABC News Breakfast that one possibility would be to set up a telephone warning system.
A lot of work has been happening over the last 12 months to look at how we can do that. And in fact, Victoria had been one of the states leading in developing an early warning system, but there are complications of creating a system that doesn't itself overstretch the telephone communication system.
But some fire safety experts say the problem is not the early warning system. Dr. Kevin Tolhurst is a senior lecturer in fire ecology and management at the University of Melbourne.
The warning has certainly been out there. The Premier, the fire chiefs have all been giving warning that this is likely to happen. We as part of the general public really need to take it on board in a much more real way.
But you have people in the fire-affected areas saying that they were prepared, that they did have a fire plan, but they simply didn't have time to implement it.
Well, I think we don't have any way of really assessing at the moment how effective some of those fire plans have been, because it's important to have your plan, but it effectively needs to be evaluated by someone with some, knowledge. So we need to perhaps improve how we help people do that. I know there are some consultants actually do some of that work, but that's a very small proportion of the population that would use those sort of services. But the agencies could probably do a lot more to basically do a door knock it on a regular basis throughout the year, assisting people in evaluating their plan and their preparedness works around their homes.
Do you think a lot of people thought they were prepared but weren't?
Yeah, I think that's the case. I think a lot of people sort of thought that, well, they've got their sprinkler system, or they've cleared up the leaves out of the gutters, or they've done certain things, but it was probably inadequate for the environment that they were actually in. So I think we've got an issue here that we're saying be prepared, but then we're really not following through in being able to advise people that, yes, what you consider to be prepared will be adequate under these sort of circumstances, or they will be likely to fail if the weather conditions or the fire conditions are exceed some particular threshold.
Do you think the messages being given out at the moment of how to prepare are perhaps too simple?
I think it is. We need to not simplify the situation as much as we've done in the past and be a bit more realistic about the full dynamics and complexity of fires that people face.
The Victorian Premier, John Brumby, has also said fire safety messages may now be out of date. Mr Brumby said the policy of telling people to leave early or make sure they had a fire plan had served the country well for 20 years or so. But he said there's no question that there were people there who did everything right, but whose homes were just incinerated.
Barbara Miller.